Former President Trump's coming back to Pennsylvania today. He's going to stop in Scranton before holding a campaign rally tonight in Reading. Journalist Bob Woodward's new book says that Trump has had as many as 7 phone calls with Russian President Vladimir Putin since leaving office. And the book also says that Trump said Putin COVID tests at the height of the pandemic. And this morning, Bloomberg News is reporting that the Kremlin confirmed that claim. Joining us live from New York this morning, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. Trump has denied having those phone calls with Putin, but what about those COVID testing machines?
You know, he denies that, too. Jonathan Carl, my colleague here at ABC, spoke to Trump yesterday by phone. He insisted these reports in Woodward's book are false. You've laid out the claims in the book cited by Woodward and sourced to an unnamed aide who said that Donald Trump, including as early as the early part of this year, 2024, at Mar-a-Lago, was on the phone with Vladimir Putin a total of as many as 7 times. But the Kremlin denies that, and Donald Trump denies it too. This aide offered no further details, and Woodward apparently says in his new book that he could not verify this one aide's claim with other sources. There's also the element that you mentioned, Carol, about Trump sending COVID-19 testing equipment to Putin early in the pandemic, early in 2020, when such a major part of the story was the shortage of available testing. You know, Trump rather infamously said, you know, we have more cases because we have more tests. There was we all remember how difficult it was and how we had to, you know, get in line at our cars for COVID tests and how nervous people were at the time. The idea that Trump would be sending test kits to Russia for Vladimir Putin's personal use is now being used by Kamala Harris to indicate that he cares about his own interests and his friends, such as Putin. Now, look, there could be an argument that it was in the American interest for diplomatic reasons to do this, but Trump insists he didn't do it at all.
Stephen, yesterday the Supreme Court heard arguments over the Biden administration's move to regulate ghost gun kits. Any signal from the justices about how they might rule?
Observers counted at least 5 of the justices sounding sympathetic in their questions to the government's side of the argument, that the rule adopted by the ATF in 2022, which prohibits the sale of ghost guns without serial numbers, without being sold by a licensed dealer, should remain in place. I mean, the justices seem to say that they understand that when you buy a kit to make a gun, you're buying a gun, the same way when you go to IKEA to buy a kit to build a desk, you're buying a desk. Samuel Alito, a conservative justice, said, well, what if you had some ham and eggs and peppers and onions on the counter? Is that an omelet? And the answer that the government lawyer gave was, no, that's not an omelet, Your Honor, because each of those component ingredients has another purpose. But when you buy a kit to make a gun, that's its only intended use.
Stephen, thank you. That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy on our line to Washington this morning.